I'm just getting comfortable. Just getting comfortable. Where's Pinkun? Pinkun! Pinkun's joining me. Hello, Pinkun. Say hello to everybody. Say hello to everybody! Oh my gosh, I hope I didn't shake the mic. It's super late right now, but good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you, whenever you listen to this. This is my ramble for this month, and I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about. This month has been kind of slow for me. I've been kind of hitting these, like, creative blocks where, I don't know, I'm just not feeling the groove creatively. But I suddenly am when it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. Maybe it's because like things are finally quiet and I could finally record. But today you are chilling with me on my couch. I have my blankets. I have my pillows. Honestly, I could sleep here. It's just so comfy. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll fall asleep. I think I've talked about it before, maybe on Discord. I kind of wanted to figure out what my Harry Potter wizard house is, my wizarding Hogwarts house is. I remember I super duper loved the Harry Potter series, and I joined Pottermore when it was still a thing. I didn't realize that's been switched over to like Wizarding Worlds or something like that now. And the darn dumb site is dumb and won't let me make a... Oh, that's my tummy that just growled. And the site wouldn't let me make a new account. And I don't remember what email I made with Pottermore, so I can't even link that. So, frick the official website. I can't do things officially, so I found some quizzes online, and I don't know how long I want to ramble for, but so I also found like 2 more additional quizzes to do. I found one that's like, what type of dairy are you and what anime character are you? But I'm gonna start off with the Harry Potter quiz. Oh, my stomach shushes. Let me just get on my slide. More comfortable. So this website called ProProfs. There are so many ads here, but I'm using my ad-free browser, and hopefully it won't be too bad. So, the official Pottermore sorting hat quiz. This test is supposed to be the questions that the sorting hat asks. Don't forget to answer the questions honestly, play the quiz, and find out which house matches you the mostest. I'm gonna be a Slytherin. Cause you know, I am evil. I am super evil. So there's Ravenclaw, there's Hufflepuff, there's Slytherin, and Gryffindor. I have a feeling I'll probably fit into Ravenclaw. Or perhaps Gryffindor. We'll see. I think Slytherin will be the last one, but like part of me really wishes to be evil. Well, Slytherin people aren't evil. They're just, they know what they want. All right, 22 questions. What would you least like to be called? Ignorant, cowardly, selfish, ordinary? I mean, I'm a little bit cowardly. I could be selfish, I'll admit to that. And I am definitely ordinary. I don't want to be called ignorant. I don't want to be... I could be dumb, but I want to learn, so I don't want to be ignorant. Next. When I die, what do I want people to think of me? Miss me and smile? Think of my achievements? Tell stories about my adventures? Yeah. They're all gonna know I did porn. I don't care what people think of me when I'm dead. It's when I'm alive that counts. Oh, I like that last one. Well, I do kind of care what people think about me when I die, so... But making your mark, doing stuff all your life is important. I want people to miss me. Miss me and smile. When I'm dead, I want people to remember me as good, wise, great, bold. Good. I guess I could have gone for great. But, I don't know, I'll settle with good. If I could make a potion that would guarantee one thing, what would it be? Love, glory, power, wisdom. Oh, this one's hard. I don't necessarily need power. I feel like that's a very Slytherin answer. Glory would be nice. Love would be wonderful. Wisdom would be super cool. Love. And not just in like the romantic sense. I want to be loved platonically, amicably, like friendships and everything. That's love too. So all the loves. You must all love me, Yandere. Four goblets are placed before you. Which do you drink? The golden potion that gives off bright spotlights that dance around the room? The silvery, glittery potion that sparkles as if it contains crown diamonds? The thick potion that smells of plums and chocolate? The black, inky potion that gives off fumes that make you see strange visions? You're high. The last two don't sound that great. I would either go for the golden one, or glittery. I'm sure this is a part of, like, Potter lore. One of them is probably, like, the one that makes you think that you've got great luck. I will take sunlight. Golden potion. Next. Which instrument is the most pleasing on your ears? Drums, piano, violin, trumpet. I have no idea which house the trumpet would be on. I'm gonna go with piano. You enter a magical garden. What do you look at first? Boop, boop, boop. Someone bust me. Boop. Okay, garden. What do I look at first? The luminous pool with something in its depths. Statue with a twinkling eye. Creepy statue. A silver tree with golden apples. Talking toadstools. I mean, if the toadstools are talking, that'd probably grab my attention first. I'm gonna go with the toadstools. Even though it might not be the coolest thing, I would probably go to the pool next. Four boxes are set before you. Which do you open first? A plain jet box with silver rune that you know to be the mark of Merlin. A golden box with carved feet that warns of secret knowledge and unbearable temptation lurk within. A plain pewter box that says, I open only for the worthy. What if it doesn't open for me? A tortoiseshell box that sounds like something living is squeaking inside. And I'm supposed to be, which do I open? Okay. Merlin's box. Squeaking box. Secret box. Or worthy box. I need to know what's in Merlin's box. It was either that or the squeaky box, because, I want to know what's squeaking inside. What smell is the most appealing to you? Home? My home doesn't smell like much. Fresh parchment, the sea, or log fire? Fresh parchment. A troll breaks into the headmaster's study. Order the following items in the order that you save them. Number 1, dragonpox cure that the headmaster has nearly completed. Oh, that would be my fridge. I'll try to noise cancel that later. 2. The nearly completed student records going back almost 1,000 years. And 3. A book of indecipherable runes thought to have been owned by Merlin. So the student records would probably go last. Indecipherable runes. I mean, they're already indecipherable. Maybe that would be second. A nearly completed dragonpox cure. I guess if dragonpox is super dangerous, I'd go with the pox first, then the runes, and then the student records. So where's the answer? Cure, book, records. Done. Would I rather? Would I rather be trusted, praised, envied, liked, feared, intimidated? No, wait. Imitated. Imitate? Yeah. Why would I want to be imitated? That doesn't make sense. I would like to be trusted. Next. Which of the following would you have the most trouble dealing with? Hunger, cold, loneliness, being ignored, boredom. Hunger. I'm a big fan. I'll name my foods. If I could have a superpower, which would I choose? To read minds, invisibility, change the past, change my appearance, super strength, talk to animals, talk. What if, like, they don't say anything, like, interesting? They're just like, food, sex, feed me, hide. If animals were to have, like, actual conversations with me, I would go with animals. Let's just go with that. Animals. Next. Which of the following would you most like to study? Centaurs, ghosts, vampires, trolls, merpeople, werewolves, goblins. I think ghosts would be pretty cool. They're kind of like between life and death and they're still in this world. Let's go with that. Honestly, any of these would be kind of cool to study if they were real. Which subject at Hogwarts would you be most interested in studying? Everything. Everything actually is an answer. Apparitions, secrets about the castle, broom flying, transfiguration, jinxes and hexes, care of magical creatures. I'm just gonna click everything. Everything. Why am I gonna even choose? Me and my friends need to cross a bridge, guarded by a river troll. He insists that one of you fight him before you could cross. What do you do? Do I confuse the troll? Or have all three of you guys fight, without telling the troll? And the troll said only one is supposed to fight. But I break the rule and have all three. I volunteer to fight. Draw lots to see who fights. I mean, I'm probably not the strongest in the group. It depends on who I'm with, but I will go with confuse the troll. Confuse. You know that a fellow house member cheated on a test. You got the second highest grade in the class. Your housemate was the highest. Professor Flitwick confronts you and asks if they were cheating. What do you do? It depends on how much I like that other person. If they were like a poop head, I'm a tattle. Well, not tattle, I'm being truthful. Let's see what the answers are. Tell Flitwick the truth. If your classmate is willing to come in first by cheating, he deserves to be found out. You'll make up the house points your classmate loses by coming in first. That's a fair answer. Tell Flitwick to ask your classmate and tell your classmate that if he won't tell the truth, you will. Okay, that works. Lie and say you don't know, but hope he somehow finds out. If you knew someone was cheating, you wouldn't wait for Flitwick to ask. You tell him before the test started. If you knew someone cheated, you wouldn't wait. You'd tell them before the test started. That's, how do I know that? I don't know if I'm like brave enough to confront my classmate. Again, it really depends on who they are. Let's pretend I don't know this person and I feel intimidated by them. I might tell the teacher I'll go with the first answer. Don't judge me. I'm sorry. Next. At least I didn't cheat. Which path do you choose? The twisty, leafy path through the woods? A dark, lantern-lit alley? Already avoiding that. Definitely don't want to go down a dark alley. A wide, sunny, grassy path? Or a cobblestone street lined with ancient buildings? I will go with the wide, sunny, grassy path. Boop. Next. Which nightmare would scare you the most? None of your friends or families know who you are. Being trapped in a dark room with an eye peering at you through a keyhole. Being caught up high with no handholds. That's not too bad. Being forced to speak in a funny voice so that everybody laughs at you. Man, I already do that. I'll speak with my dumb skitty voice. Being trapped in a dark room with a creepy eye staring at me. That would be my nightmare. Although the weird dreams I tend to have is like teeth dreams. Like, I lose my teeth or I get a bunch of cavities. Which I've never had before. But I still dream about it. You're walking down a street late at night. Or hear a cry that you're fairly sure has a magical source. What do? Run the fuck away. Draw your wand and stand your ground. Proceed with caution, keeping a hand on your concealed wand. Why would you? It doesn't need to be concealed. You're walking alone at night. Draw your wand to discover the source. Withdraw into the shadows, reviewing offense and defensive spells that might be appropriate. I don't want to proceed. Proceeding with caution means I'm like approaching it. I will withdraw. Withdraw into the shadows. I will hide. A muggle approaches you and says you're a wizard. How do you react? Laugh. Laugh and walk away. Walk away. Ask them why they think so. No, don't give them like a reason to agree and offer a sample of a jinx. Agree and walk away bluffing. Express your concern and offer to call a mental hospital. I would be like, yeah, sure, and walk away. I will go with it. If you could pick any house to be sorted into, which would you pick? Oh. What? I want you to pick for me. Okay, one of the answers is like, I'll let the sorting hat pick. Oh my god. This is the last one. Let's see which house I'm in. Oh my gosh, load. Who am I? I guessed it. I'm a Ravenclaw. I am a Ravenclaw. Welcome to the Ravenclaw house, where your mind is the most valuable asset. Ravenclaws prize learning and knowledge above all other qualities and are true believers that knowledge is power. If you are here, then you have strong will to learn new things and want to spread your knowledge as much as you can. You help your fellows with problem solving and enjoy doing it. I am a nerd. Alright, I called it. I'm a big fat nerd. Pinkun, what would you be? You would be my Hufflepuff. Ordinary, but wonderful. Dependable. Yes, Pinkun? You're my dependable squish. Okay, I need a break before I look at another quiz. I don't know how long I've been at this now. And darn you, Fridge. You're supposed to be quiet. And I fell asleep here. That's really comfortable. I kind of saved like three quizzes. The Potter one, the anime one, and the dare? Let me see. The other ones are shorter. The Potter one was like 22 questions. The dare one and the anime one is like half the length, so you know what? Let's finish them both. So, done with this quiz. Swipe. Which anime character is Kitty? If you're an anime lover, this is the ultimate quiz which you could go for. Many inspiring shows are there to choose from. Every anime show, many excited incidents happens which you can relate to on a daily... our daily lives. So, if any of the characters inspire you, then you should take the quiz, and we will tell you which character's personality you possess. You know what? The English is kind of... The punctuations and... Man. This must be written by, like, a teenager. Do we want to do this? Okay, let's do this. Oh my gosh, there's 20 questions! Skinny, what if you agree to? I'm gonna try to go through this quicker. What's more important? Honor, reputation, wisdom, little people lives inside your nose? Who cares? I just do things. Science. Reputation. Please and thank you. Those who hurt or oppose you are fools to think they could ever compete with me. It's Satan's fault that people are trying to hurt me. Are evil. Are probably just misguided. Are in my way and deserve no fucking mercy. Are simply my enemies. There's nothing personal about it. I'll go with misguided, although I do like the last one. What do I value in other people? Purity, randomness, strength. They are American. Usefulness. I value people's... Let's go with randomness. That sounds kind of fun. What is my motto? Skitty is the greatest. The world is trash. I have no motto. I have no rules or anything like that. I am Skitty. I do what I want, when I want, where I want. I will shit wherever I want to. I have no motto, so I'm gonna go with that one. What do you do when someone is bothering you? Tune them out. All their insults are really just my entertainment. A little bit. Show them who is boss. Get someone else to handle them for me. Nothing. I'm gonna do the get someone else. My problem's your problem now. Oh man, it's a math equation. X to the power... Okay. Find x. 3 to the power of x plus 4 to the power of x equals 5 to the power of x. What is x? X is 9. I could solve problems like that in my sleep. The real champion doesn't need to bother with geometry. 2. There. That's x, and it's just like a picture of an x. How about you solve x and quit pestering me with this? Let me just see it. It's probably 2. I'm just gonna... So 3 to the power of 2... is 9, 4 to the power of 2 is 16, and 5 to the power of 2 is 25. So 9 plus 16 is 25. Oh my gosh, I did it. It is 2. Honestly, that just looks like the most correct answer, because 9 is just way too crazy. Next. Which of the following do you dislike? Other people? Men trying to keep me down? Being exposed as fraud? Impurity? Any kind of aggression? What is that thumping noise? Yeah, Skitty hates people. No, I'm gonna go with aggression. Don't want aggression. Come on, let me click it. It almost made me click people. Which of the following is your hobby? Math. Being awesome. Tossing chickens through the flaming hoop of death. Sipping wine. Inflicting pain on others. Oh my gosh. I want to toss chickens. But I'm going to be awesome. Why are you taking this quiz? Try to learn more about myself. For fun. I need something to do apart from watching TV. In America, we can do whatever we feel like. To satisfy my boredom. Man, if you are taking this quiz to learn about yourself... But I'm doing it for fun. What is one thing I want? I'm already perfect. What could you possibly give me that I don't already have? To vanquish evil. Acceptance for who I am. Strong willpower. To kill people. Oh my gosh. What am I gonna get if I click to kill people? I'll just go with acceptance. What do I like to watch? Nothing. Monster Truck Rally. My favorite show? Sumo Bunnies in Space. Oh my gosh, is that actually a show? Spice Girl videos. Tragedies. I'm gonna go with Sumo Bunnies, because I have no idea what the frick that is. Which of the following qualities do you have? Intelligence. Kindness. I will sacrifice my own good qualities for the other's sake. High status. Good understanding. I will go with kindness? Question mark? What is my favorite food? Yes. Blood. Non-vegan food. Pizza. Sweets. Yo-yos dipped in fingernail polish. That is, what the frick is that? Blood would make me a vampire. But, I'm gonna go with pizza. Pizza. Who am I loyal to? Myself. My country. America. People who encourage me. People who are doing the right thing. It is difficult to choose between my friends and personal desires. What? That answer doesn't make sense. I'm loyal to myself. Which of the following could be the possible reason for my downfall? Power. Power. I will not fail. I hate to lose. I calculate everything perfectly and make adjustments. I won't fall. I am too trusting. I am human. I am human. That sounds like the most reasonable answer. What is my favorite color? Black, violet, white, pink. Oh, this one's interesting. Pick this one to cheat. You'll get the right answer. Sure. I will choose the cheat color, which is the question mark. How do I feel about other people? People don't understand me. I'll probably be alone forever. There are only a few people I really care about. They disgust me. I wish I could fix it. I only need myself. I care about everyone. Everyone. Oh, fridge is off. I will choose. There's only a few people I care about. Like, really care about. The guy or girl you've liked for a very long time confesses their love for you. What do? Freeze up and botch it. Accept immediately without thinking. Partially accept. It's awkward and difficult to do something like this for you. Accept it, though won't show any more interest than necessary. Refuse without giving a real explanation. You don't deserve something that great. What the fuck? Anybody that chooses this answer, I'ma smack you real good. If your crush, like, likes you, freaking accept it. I'ma hurt you if you choose the last answer. I will immediately accept. I mean, they are my crush. What is my deadly sin? Pride. Wrath, lust, envy, all seven of them. I don't know how to pick. I'm sure I'm a horrible person. What is my weapon of choice? Knives. Teddy bears with blades hidden inside. My brain. Borrowed power from someone else. Good old-fashioned hardcore training, which gives me great strength. Knives. Like my skitty emote. I'm gonna stab people. My results. Okay. Alright. Dum-dum-dum. Tell me what anime character I am. I am... Ooh, I got a Naruto character. I got Ino. I am Yamanaka Ino. Cool. She's cool. I'll accept it. Alright, break time. This kitty needs to readjust and flop. It's late, and I'm comfortable, and I don't want to sleep, but I want to find out what kind of dare I am. Am I a tsundere? Am I a yandere? I don't remember what all the other dairies are. Pimpin, which dairy are you? Schmack. Schmack. Oh, sleepy. I'm so sleepy. All right. Skitty, you can do it. One more quiz. This is only 15 questions. Alright. Are you a big fan of anime and are wondering what kind of dairy you are? The quiz is designed to give you the bestest answer and will be based on your personality. So all you have to do is to be as truthful as you could be. Quiz. Okay. Let's go. If someone greets you with hello, you smile. Pleased to meet you. Hello. Hello. Greetings. Yo. Well, it depends on who says hi to me. I kind of like yo. I say that to my friend. If someone says hello, I'll say hi. What is my favorite movie? My favorite movie... Really anything. Why does this not have adventures? Okay, I'll put anything. Favorite animals. Oh, that's easy. Where would I rather be? I would rather be at home. Because it's comfortable. I witnessed someone stealing something at a store. What do I do? Report it. Raise an eyebrow, laugh. I'm gonna report it. I don't want to deal with it. Not my pay grade. My weapon of choice? Scissors. If I pick scissors, I'm so winning at a Yandere. I'm gonna go with anything nearby. Whatever I could grab. Do you think you have the heart to manipulate people? Depends who I'm gonna manipulate. If the person deserves it. I'm gonna go with depends. Would I rather be the main character of a story or minor? Depends. What genre is it? I'd rather be the main villain. I know who would want that answer. A really, really, really minor character. Like background people or something. Aww. I'm gonna go with depends. If I could have superpower, what would it be?
The force.
Spells, elemental powers, superpowers, invisibility, power of flight, mind control. I'll go with spells. Spells seems like it could possibly be anything. If I was to die, how would I want it to be? An epic sort of way. Explosions and all that. Quietly surrounded by loved ones. Quick, painless death. Murder. Suicide. I don't care as long as it doesn't involve pain. Yes, please. Demon taking away my soul. A beautiful death would suit me just fine. What is a beautiful death? I'm a big fat chicken. I'm gonna go with no pain, please. What is my favorite sort of fanfiction? Smut. Smut. I like it. Smut with angst. Smut. Smut with fluff. Fluff combined with angst. What's AUs? I don't know what AUs are. I'm just going with smut. What is my favorite emotion? Sadness, fear, lust, pride, love, hope, happiness. Blah, 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 blah. Happiness, happy, happy. I like to be happy. Choose one word that describes me. I don't know. I'm gonna choose this one. I'm not gonna even tell you, because it's a secret. What is your perspective on the world? It's dirty and a cruel place. It's unfair. It's a beautiful place with few flaws of its own. Tolerable. Destroy it! It's a messed up place, but I'm sure it'll get better with time. I hope so. We just gotta hang in there. I'm gonna go with that one. Thank you for taking the time to answer these questions. Bye! Goodbye. Bye-bye. See you. Farewell. Peace. No problem. Bye. I kind of like the no problem. Bye. Oh, I'm so sleepy. Oh! I wasn't expecting this. I'm a mixed dairy. I'm a little bit of everything. The whole package, as one would say. Huh. Alright. Skitty is a little bit of everything. This is the weirdo that you're stuck with. I wonder what you guys will get. I'm gonna cut my pee now. I'm so tired. Whenever I wake up, I will review an audio and I'll edit this one and I'll release something soon. Gosh darn it, I'm so tired. Sleepy, sleepy. I don't know. Good night, guys.